If you go on thus, you will kill yourself.
And tis not wisdom thus to second grief against yourself.
I pray thee cease thy counsel, which falls into mine ears as profitless as water in a sieve. Give not me counsel, or let no comforter delight mine ears, but such a one whose wrongs do suit with mine. Bring me a father that so loved his child, whose joy for her is overwhelmed like mine, and bid him speak of patience. Measure his woes the length and breadth of mine, and let it answer every strain. For strain is thus for thus, and such a grief for such, and every lineament, branch, shape, and form. If such a one will smile and stroke his beard, bring him yet to me, and I of him who gather patience. For there is no such man. But brother, men can counsel or speak comfort to that grief which they themselves not feel. But tasting it, their counsel turns to passion, which before would give perceptual medicine to rage. Fetter strong madness in a silken thread. Charm ache with air and agony with words. No, no. 'Tis all men's office to speak patience to those that wring under the load of sorrow. But no man's virtue nor sufficiency to be so moral when he shall endure the like himself. Therefore, give me no counsel. My griefs cry louder than advertisement.
Therein do men from children nothing differ.
I prithee, peace. I will be flesh and blood. There was ever yet philosopher that could endure the toothache patiently, however they have writ the style of gods amid a push of chance and suffering.
Yet bend not all the harm upon yourself. Make those that do offend you suffer too.
There thou speak'st reason. Nay, I will do so. My soul doth tell me hero is belied. And that shall Claudio know. So shall the prince and all of them that thus dishonor her.
Here comes the prince. And Claudio, hastily. Good then, good then.
Good day to both of you.
Hear you, my lords.
We have some haste, Leonato.
Some haste, my lord? Well.
Hear you well, my lord.
Are you so hasty now?
Well, all is one.
They do not quarrel with us, good old man.
If he could right himself with quarreling, some of us would lie low.
Who wrongs him?
Marry, thou dost wrong me. Thou dissembler, thou nay, never lay thy hand upon thy sword. I fear thee not.
Marry, beshrew my hand if it should give your age such cause of fear. In faith, my hand meant nothing to my sword.
Tush, tush, man, never fleer and jest at me. I speak not like a dotard nor a fool, as under privilege of age to brag what I have done being young, or what would do were I not old. No cordial to my head, nor so wrong to mine innocent child of me. But I am forced to lay my reverence by, and with grey hairs and bruise of many days to challenge thee to trial of a man. I say thou hast belied my innocent child. I slandered them through and through hard, and she lies buried with her ancestors, or in a tomb where never scandal slept, save this of hers framed by thy villainy.
My villainy?
Thine, Claudio, thine, I say!
You say not right, old man!
My lord, I'll prove it on his body if he dare. Despite his nice fence and active practice, his may of youth and blue of lustihood.
Away! I will not have to do with you.
Oh, so doth me! Thou hast killed my child. Thou killst me, boy, thou shalt kill a man. He shall kill two of us.
And men indeed.
But that's no matter.
Let him kill one first. Whitby and Worthy.
Let him answer me. Come follow me, boy.
Come, sir boy. Come follow me.
Sir boy, I'll whip you from your pointy
head. There's a gentleman, I will.
Brother,
content yourself. God knows I love my niece, and she is dead. Slandered to death, my villain. The dares will answer a man indeed as I dare take a servant on a tongue. Boys, hames, braggarts, jacks, milks,
answer me.
Oh, do content. But then I know them. Yea, and what they weigh, even to the utmost scruple. Scambly, outfacing, fat among ye boys that lie and cog and plow, deprave and slander. Go antically and show outward hideousness and speak of half a dozen dangerous words how they might hurt their enemies if they durst. And this is all.
Brother Antony.
Come, 'tis no matter. Do not you meddle. Let me deal in this.
Gentlemen both, we will not wake your patience. My heart is sorry for your daughter's death, but on my honor, she was charged with nothing but what was true and very full of proof.
My lord. My lord.
I will not hear you.
No. Come, brother. Away. I will be heard.
And shall. For some of us will smart for it.
Oh. See, here comes the man we went to see.
Now, senor, what news?
Good day, my lord.
Welcome, senor. You are almost counterpart, almost a friend.
We would like to have had our two noses snapped off with two old men without teeth.
Leonardo and his brother.
What thinkst thou?
Had we fought, I doubt we should have been too young for them.
In a false quarrel, there is no true valor. I came to seek you both.
We have been up and down to seek thee, for we are high-proof melancholy and would fain have it beaten away. Come, would I use thy wit?
It is in my scabbard. Shall I draw it?
Dost thou wear thy wit by thy side?
Never any did so, though very many have been beside their wit. I will bid thee draw as we do the minstrels. Draw to pleasure us.
As I am an honest man, he looks pale. Art thou sick or angry?
What courage, man? What though care kill the cat? Thou hast metal enough in thee to kill care.
Sir, I shall meet your wit in the career, and you charge it against me. I pray you choose another subject.
Nay, then give him another star after this last has broke across.
By this light, it changes more and more. I think he be angry indeed.
If he be, he knows how to turn his girdle.
Shall I speak a word in your ear?
Ah! God bless me from a challenge.
You are a villain. I jest not. Make it good, how you dare, with what you dare, and when you dare. Do me right, or I will protest your cowardice. You have killed a sweet lady, and her death shall fall heavy on you. Let me hear from you.
Well, I will meet you. So I may have good cheer.
Oh, what a feast! A feast!
Good faith, I thank him. He hath bid me to a calf's head and a capon, which if I do not carve most curiously, say my knife snort. Shall I not find a woodcock too?
Sir, your wit ambles well. It goes easily. I'll tell thee how Beatrice praised thy wit the other day. I said, thou hadst a fine wit. A true, said she, a fine little one. No, said I, a great wit. Right, said she, a great gross one. Nay, said I, a good wit. A just, said she, it hurts nobody. Nay, said I, the gentleman is wise. Certain, said she, a wise gentleman. Nay, said I, he hath the tongues. Ah, that I believe, said she. For he swore a thing to me on Monday night, which he forswore on Tuesday morning. There's a double tongue, there's two tongues. Thus did she, an hour together, trans-shape thy particular virtues. Yet at last, she concluded with a sigh, thou wast the properest man in Italy.
For the which she wept heartily and said she cared not.
Yea, that she did. But yet for all that, and if she did not hate him deadly, she would love him dearly. The old man's daughter told us all.
Oh, all. And moreover, God saw him when he was hid in the garden.
But when shall we set the savage bull's horns on the sensible Benedict's head?
Yea, and the text underneath, here dwells Benedict, the married man.
Fare you well. Boy, you know my mind. I will leave you now to your gossip-like humor. You break jests as braggarts do their blades, which God be thanked hurt not.
My lord, for your many courtesies I thank you. But I must discontinue your company. Your brother, the bastard, is fled from Messina. You have among you killed a sweet and innocent lady, for my lord Blackbeard there. He and I shall meet.
Till then, peace be with him.
He is in earnest.
In profound earnest. And I'll warrant you for the love of Beatrice.
And hath challenged thee.
Most sincerely.
What a pretty thing man is when he goes in his doublet and hose and leaves off his wit. But softly, let me be. Pluck up my heart and be sad. Did he not say my brother was fled?
Come you, sir! If justice cannot tame you, she's away more reasons in our balance. Nay, and you be a cursed hypocrite. Once you must be looked to.
Ah, now, two of my brother's men bound. Baraccio one.
Hearken after their offence, my lord.
Officers. What offence have these men done?
Marry, sir, they have committed false report. Moreover, they have spoken untruths. Secondarily, they are slanders. Six, and lastly, they have belied a lady Thirdly, they have verified unjust things, and to conclude, they are lying knaves.
First, I ask thee what they have done. Thirdly, I ask thee what their offence. Sixth and lastly, why they are committed. And to conclude, what you lay to their charge. Rightly reasoned?
And in his own division.
Who have you offended, masters, that you are thus bound to your answer? This learned constable is too cunning to be understood. What's your offense?
Sweet prince, let me go no farther to mine answer. Do you hear me, and let this count kill me? I have deceived even your very eyes. What your wisdoms could not discover, these shallow fools have brought to light. Who in the night overheard me confessing to this man, how Don John, your brother, incensed me to slander the lady Hero. How you were brought into the orchard and saw me court Margaret in Hero's garments. How you disgraced her when you should marry her. My villainy they have upon record, which I had rather seal with my death than repeat over to my shame. The lady is dead upon mine and my master's false accusation, and briefly I desire nothing but the reward of a villain.
Runs not this speech like iron through your blood.
I have drunk poison while he uttered it.
But did my brother set thee onto this?
Yea, and paid me richly for the practice of it.
Oh, he is composed and framed of treachery. And fled he is upon this villainy.
Sweet, now thy image doth appear in the rare semblance that I loved it first.
Come, bring away the plaintiffs. By which time our sexton hath reformed Signor Leonardo of the matter. But masters, do not forget to specify when time and place shall serve that I am an ass.
Here comes Master Signor Leonardo and the sexton too.
Which is the villain? Let me see his eyes, and when I note another man like him, I may avoid him. Which of these is he?
If you would know your wronger, look on me.
Art thou the slave that with thy breath has killed mine innocent child?
Yea, even I alone.
No, not so, villain. Thou beliest thyself. Here stand a pair of honorable men. The third is fled who had a hand in it. I thank you, princes, for my daughter's death. Record it with your high and worthy deeds. 'Twas bravely done, if you bethink you of it.
I know not how to pray your patience. Yet I must speak. Choose your revenge yourself. Impose me to what penance your invention can lay upon my sin. Yet sin I not, but in mistaking.
By my soul, nor I. And yet, to satisfy this good old man, I would bend under any heavy weight that he'll enjoin me to.
I cannot bid you bid my daughter live. That were impossible. But I pray you both possess the people of Messina here, how innocent she died. And if your love can labor aught in sad invention, hang her an epitaph upon her tomb. Sing it to her bones. Sing it tonight. Tomorrow morning come you to my house. And since you could not be my son-in-law, be yet my nephew. My brother hath a daughter, almost a copy of my child that's dead, and she alone is heir to both of us. Give her the right you should have given her cousin, and so dies my revenge.
Noble sir, your over-kindness doth wring tears from me. I do embrace your offer, and dispose for henceforth of poor Claudia.
Tomorrow, then, I expect your coming. Tonight I take my leave. This naughty man shall face to face be brought to Margaret, who I believe was packed in all this wrong, hired to it by your brother.
No, by my soul she was not, nor knew not what she did when she spoke to me. Yet always hath been just and virtuous in everything I do know by her.
Moreover, sir, which indeed is not under white and black, this plaintiff here, the offender, did call me ass. I beseech you, let it be remembered in his punishment. Also, the watch. I've heard them talk of one defaulted. They say he wears a key in his ear and a lock hanging by it, and he borrows money in God's name, the which he have used so long and never paid, that now men grow hard-hearted and will lend nothing for God's sake. I pray you, examine him upon that point.
I thank thee for thy care and honest pains.
Your worship speaks like a most thankful and reverent youth. I praise God for you. There's for thy pains.
God save the foundation.
Go, I discharge thee of thy prisoners and
I thank thee.
I'll even arrant knave with your worship. I beseech your worship to correct yourself for the example of others. God keep your worship. I wish your worship well. God restore you to health. And I humbly give you leave to depart. And if a merry meeting may be wished, God prohibit it. Come, neighbour.
Until tomorrow morning, lords. Farewell.
Farewell, my lords. We look for you tomorrow.
We will not fail.
Tonight, I'll mourn with Hero.
Bring you these fellows on. Talk to Margaret, how our acquaintance grew with this new fellow.